Frisco. Have we been having prayer retreat? Okay, like I said to Ross yesterday, you don't expect us to be having prayer retreat and you are hearing teaching meeting. It's going to be prayer we're going to be having. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to leave us with some parting words as we go. Glory to God. You know, the very life itself, the world itself. Hope you're with me. I thought those people that are in Kaduna should have joined. Life itself is supernatural. It's spiritual. I used to say this years back to the brethren, as far back as 2006, 2007. All that you see is not all that there is. There's more to this life than what you can see. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The heavens and the earth. When you use the word heavens, it's telling you that or heavens there speaks of the supernatural. And when it says earth, in verse 6, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep. Showing you that life itself is supernatural. It's spiritual. All that you see with your optical eyes is not all that is about life. The things that are physical are made of things that are supernatural. Hope you're hearing me. Hence, the reason why I have to give you all these words as we go. It's very vital. Because life itself is supernatural. Life itself is not physical. Life is supernatural. So we must begin to see things from the supernatural perspective. Everything that we did is supernatural. We prayed. Prayer is supernatural. Hands were laid on us, supernatural. What controls the physical is the supernatural. Hope you hear. What controls the physical is the supernatural. Therefore, we should mind how we function. How do we function in the supernatural? Is with our words. Is with our words. Our words are powerful tools. Powerful tools through which we can engage in the supernatural. Many of us are very loose with our words. Very loose. And that is one of the things I want to warn us this morning as we get leaving this conference, leaving this retreat. how do you use your words? Some of us, we have diarrhea of the mouth. Not us here, but as always, what can in the world? Just want to talk about everything without control. Life itself places us under control. So you're going to watch your words. Hope you hear me. You're going to watch your words. You're going to use the right words well. You're going to speak the right words as we leave this place. You're going to say the right words. Speak always about what God is doing, not about what is happening in the world. We are done with prayer retreats. Put prayer retreat in your words. Begin to say things like, because hands have been laid on you, you can begin to say things like this: I can never fail. I say that a lot to myself. I can never fail. It's not that there is something that you are seeing that technically you say I can never fail. No. Because you trust the fact that the hand of God has come upon you in the ministration of hands. So you can say things like, I can never fail. I can never fail. Hallelujah. A critical part of what I want to show us is in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Second Timothy, everybody. I hope everybody have their Bibles. Look at verses 12. Verses 7. Yes, Paul. He says, I have fought a good fight of faith. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. In 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6:12, he tells Timothy, he says, Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life whereunto thou hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it tells him to fight. The believer is in a constant fight. Hope you're hearing me. The believer is in a constant fight, and it's a fight, the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. How do you fight it? With your words. He will tell Timothy too, that he should not neglect the gift of God which was given to him by the laying on of hands. So when hands are laid, the things of the Spirit are communicated, and you need to contend. Why would he say fight a good fight? It's because the world itself throws an opposite, a counter narrative of what you receive to you. But because you receive the power of God, you're going to contend for it. You're going to stand in contention for God's power that you've received. So you're going to use your words rightly. Hope you're hearing me. Hope nobody's sleeping. You're going to use your words rightly. What are you saying about supernatural things? What are you saying? Some people are illused with their words. They don't know how to tame their words. No. You're going to be careful about what you say concerning supernatural things. Concerning what we receive in prayer retreat. You're going to watch your words. Don't say things contrary to what you've prayed about. It produces a negative effect, a negative result. What have you prayed about? Put it in your words. You're going to say things like, I will never fail. I am effective in God's work. You begin to say things like that. The gospel gets to the nations of the world. You begin to say things like that. Hallelujah. You know, being young is where the most vital and critical decisions of your life are taken. You take critical decisions of your life at this age. You take critical decisions of your life at this age. And most times, those decisions you are taking are not decisions you even know the effect of it in the next 1 year. No. No, the decisions you will take, when you will know the effect of the decisions will be 30 years from now. 20 years from now. And say, let me get to 30 years before I take the decision. It's a decision already. Hope you're hearing me. So, whether you speak or you don't speak, it's a decision. So you can't afford to live a life of looseness. I know the internet itself makes you loose. But you must not live according to the internet. You must live according to God's word as you go. Put God's word on your mouth. Don't be a foolish Christian. You know, I told us that you can have foolish Christians, anotos, Christians that don't use their mind, that don't reason, they just talk anyhow. Don't be a Christian that talks anyhow. Don't be a Christian that speaks anyhow, that talks down on supernatural things. Watch it. Anything you criticize, you will never have the effect. Mind what you say. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. Mind what you say. Mind it. Mind it. The Bible says in in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19, it says, quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. When the Bible says quench not the spirit, it means you can actually quench the spirit. You can quench the spirit fire. You can quench the spirit work. And quenching on the spirit is not doing anything. It's doing things that are negative. So watch your words. Don't be a gossip. Don't be a rumor monger. Don't be a gossip monger. Don't be a gist carrier. You're not a gist lover. Or a child of God. You value supernatural things. You value supernatural relationships. And you value the supernatural places. Don't behave like the people of the world. So what are you doing with your words? As we go, put God's word in your mouth. Put it so much more in your mouth. You talk about God's word. You talk about it. So, put God's word in your mouth, right? Put God's word where? In your mouth. Talk God's word. Say things like, the hands of God have been laid upon my body. I receive and I have supernatural encounters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The life is not the same again. I'm changed forever. I'm changed forever. Hallelujah. Two, mind your friends. Mind who you call friends. A believer cannot be friends with everybody. A man who is friends with everybody is a confused man. You cannot be friends with everybody. At the same time, you can't be friends with nobody. Whoever are following me, so choose your friends and choose them wisely. Don't choose men who will not help you achieve God's plan in your life. So what are the criteria for having a friend? A friend is one who tells you, let us know the Lord together. Let us serve the Lord together. Let us do God's work together. That's who a friend is. A friend is not the one that brings gist about other people's churches. Be careful of what you say about churches. I want to warn you. Look at, for those of us who are at this location, who are around this place, take a cue from those who came from Mafuluku, and also to those of us who are at Kaduna, take a cue, who have been around to Lagos, take a cue from the Lagos brethren. There are things that you ought to learn. Nobody whom I teach God's word talk about other people's churches, because we ourselves, I don't carry such kind of gist. It's a stupid gist. It's a demonic gist. Hope you're hearing me. So don't talk about anybody's church. hope you're hearing me. Don't be a church gossip. Don't. But people are talking about it. Is it your business? Are you people? Mind yourself. Hope you're hearing that. Hope you're hearing that. Mind yourself. Say, hey, that people, they don't know how to pray. Is it your business? Mind yourself. Mind your church. Don't carry this of other people's church and what they are doing. This lack of work, laziness, busybody. So you stay learning. Mind your friends. That's number two. Mind your friends. 70% of the time, whether you achieve God's plan for your life or not, is dependent on who your friends are. So I want to ask you this morning, who are your friends?
Who are your friends? Who are your friends? Who are your friends? Who do you keep as friends? Who do you have as friends?
The Bible says to us, like I told you, the criteria for choosing a friend is the man that says, the one that says, come let's know the Lord together. Come let's have the Lord together, right? Right?
Yes, sir.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul will say, don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Don't try it. The only business you have with an unbeliever is to teach the person God's word, is to preach the gospel to the person. An unbeliever does not qualify to be your friend. Be careful of who your friends are. Any friend that tries to drive you away from your local church, it's not a friend. Because the local church is how God reaches the earth. Any friend that tries to tell you, no, don't go to that church, that person is an agent of the devil. Be careful of them. And as I go, as I round up, I want to give you this last instruction. Have a devoted life. Or I put it like this, have a good devotion life on today. Prayer retreat is not an event that after we are done, you say, wow, we are through with prayer retreat. No. You can have the effect of prayer retreat all through your life for the rest of your life. Because for many of us that are here, because we've prayed, the fire of God is burning in our prayer lives. When I mean burning, it is setting it aflame. Fire on that altar to keep you as a prayer man, to keep you as a prayer woman. The fire has been set, but you can quench it. But how can you keep it burning? Keep a devotional life, a devoted life to prayer. So for many of us, I will tell us, draw out a prayer plan every day. Make sure you are praying every day. As a church, we'll have a prayer chain in the morning, 1 hour. Make sure you are praying every day. Be part of the prayer chain. Sometimes you should take a prayer walk. That is, you just pray and walk a distance to pray. You must keep that fire burning. Pastors, you have that responsibility to ensure that all your brethren are praying. You have that responsibility. It will burn. But you have the responsibility to keep it burning. Hope you're hearing me. You have that responsibility to keep it burning. You have the responsibility, so you keep it burning. You pray always. Never be caught without praying. I say to a lot of people, you can't see me walk 100 meters and I'm not praying. I'm just alone and I'm walking and I'm not praying. When you see me like that, call 911. Pastor has backslided. It's not a joke. It's been, that is how my life is for years. I can't walk 100 meters and I'm not praying. When I did not eat wings. Someone was asking me, no sir, is it possible? I said to me, is it possible? It's my training. A pastor asked me, I said, it's my training. I cannot walk, except I'm with somebody and then we're talking about something. But I'm just walking alone. Must keep a prayer life. Hope you're hearing me. Tell your neighbor, keep a prayer life. Tell your neighbor, keep a prayer life. Your prayer life. Don't quench it. Don't quench it. Amen. Keep your prayer life. Pray in tongues always. I know this part of Lagos. This part of Lagos. From the not information I have, no, but from the Spirit. Information I have via utterances is the fact that God's light needs to shine here much more. And I want to urge those of us that are here. I know there are a lot of people who don't speak in tongues around here. I know there are a lot of people around here who have critical thinking about speaking in tongues. Some people will tell you speaking tongues is not for everybody. Some people will tell you, ah, no, cannot speak in tongues. Yay, speaking tongues care. Don't speak in tongues. Would you know what you are saying? It's not tongues of the devil. I want to hold you. Speak more in tongues. Hope you're hearing me. Speak more in tongues. The more people tell you, the more you hear things that are wrong about speaking in tongues, speak it more. Hope you're hearing me. The people I'm talking to are sleeping. May God not make you sleep. Coach you soon. So the more people talk to you about speaking in tongues that are wrong, any wrong thing you hear about speaking in tongues, speak more in tongues. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. Because it's very vital. Jesus says, they will sight and flow them that believe they will speak in new tongues. Amen. Amen. The Bolama writes about that assertion within this axis. People have a very, have very far backward thinking about speaking in tongues. Right? So you have to be very strong about it. Amen. Be very strong about it. Speak more in tongues. Amen. Put your phone different in tongues. Please speak more in tongues. You pray more. Speak more in tongues. Sometimes.
During the day, you can just take up a long walk and speak with God. Sir, what if they call us names? Me as your pastor, they've called me names. But I'm still serving God. Hallelujah. I'm still serving God. Kaduna people, I know it's the same thing too you are facing.
I know. But keep praying in tongues no more. Hallelujah. You have got light in the dark places. Say, I've got light in the dark places. So you keep shining. 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 Hallelujah. Don't allow anything make you doubt God. Hallelujah. So keep praying. Keep praying. Keep speaking with tongues. Amen. Keep praying. Keep speaking with tongues. On to 2024 prayer retreat. I know by that time, some of you, 12 hours will not be a problem again. You will not tell me, sir, my waist has buckled. You will not tell me my ties are tight. You will know that, is it not 12 hours? We'll do it. Is it not 15 hours? We'll do it. Hallelujah. 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 We are men of prayer. Man of prayer. So since 2024 prayer retreat, I want to say to you, watch your words, watch your friends, and keep praying. Watch your words, watch your friends, and keep praying. Because a man that keeps praying is a man that keeps the fire burning. So therefore, in 2024, keep the fire burning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you are just bow your heads and begin to thank God for prayer retreat. Look at your expectations and match it vis-a-vis with what you have received this night. Say, Lord, I thank you. Just thank you. We'll receive God's speed. Say, Lord, I stay praying. Lord, I stay praying. I stay praying. I see the fire of God's Spirit is burning in my heart, setting me on fire for my world. I see the fire burn so strong.